Extended supervision is similar to parole. It begins after a prisoner completes the confinement phase of their sentence, incarceration basically, and serves the remainder of their sentence outside, but reporting to a corrections officer. The appeals court ruling is based on a Milwaukee case involving Rodney Harris. He was convicted of battery. Harris spent 2 years in prison and 2.5 years on extended supervision. He was sent back behind bars after violating the terms of his extended supervision, which included beating his girlfriend. He was then given 4 months of extended supervision after serving more prison time. A Milwaukee circuit court modified the terms to include no contact with a woman, which Harris appealed, arguing circuit courts had no authority to revise such conditions. Wisconsin Assistant Attorney General Warren Weinstein represented the state in appeals court. He says the ruling will allow the courts to better protect the public and figure out the best way to integrate the prisoner lawfully back into the community.
The conditions that ought to be imposed for somebody once they're released into the community a second time vary because of the passage of time and how they perform both in prison and in their first opportunity for release into the community.
Weinstein adds there still may be challenges to certain decisions, but there won't be any question circuit courts have the authority to apply new conditions for prisoners on extended supervision. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.